This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
914, condolences to Anderson Cooper on the loss of his mother. Man, you start looking at the history of that woman. A lot of marriages, a lot of boyfriends. But, I mean, what an amazing run at a time when women weren't supposed to be doing anything. There was no glass ceiling. She was an artist. She was a model. She was a designer. She was an actress.
Major socialite.
And yeah, lit up New York nights. Every night she was out doing something. And wasn't it
a lot of energy, that woman?
Did Brooke Shields wear the Gloria Vanderbilt jeans, or was that something else?
I think that was her for a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and everybody always called me Vanderbilt. I mean, it just came out that I was related to her in some way. So I feel extra special.
Vanderbilt.
Close to her. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm. She was. Absolutely.
And she had two sons with her last husband. And Anderson Cooper's talked about his brother Carter, who killed himself, jumped out of the 14th floor apartment window in New York, which obviously was very difficult for that family to talk about. But in that Nothing Left Unsaid documentary, they get through all of it. So you say you want to be famous. It's 9:15. Let me shift gears here. There's a cool thing coming up we want you to know about. Let me start with my friend Tracy. Tracy used to produce the Steve Cochran Show. What was that, a week? Week and a half that you would produce the show?
The time just keeps changing. Sometimes you're saying 10 minutes. I'm glad that's getting longer.
You worked for Spike Odell for years. You worked with me a few months. And look, you got to do what you got to do. And you've gone on to a very happy life with some great kids. And now you're doing a podcast with our friend Ann Johnson. What's that called?
Apparently.
And
the podcast for Absolutely Average Parents. Right. We're coming up on season 4 already.
Wow. That's a lot of episodes.
Yes, it is.
WGN Radio.
There's a lot of topics. There's no shortage of topics when you come to parenting.
I see you two as the new Kathy and Judy.
Wow, that's a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, because I see you coming in and you're smart and funny and you start talking and then who knows where it's going to go.
Yeah, and Ann and I have been friends since we were, like, snot-nosed kids. So,
did you meet here, you and Johnsos? Did you meet here while she was an intern or something? Or how'd you meet her?
Yeah, she was producing Bob.
Yeah, and she was working with Bob Collins. How about
that? We were drinking buddies together back when we were single.
You know, now that I think about it, Johnsos produced this show, and she left, too. Maybe it's me.
Yeah, let's share the power.
Sandberg just left the show. I'm running through producers like you wouldn't believe. Carmen, you want to produce the show?
I don't think that's qualified for that, Steve. A lot of pressure in that role.
Tracy, in your suburban happy life, you've got something you have coming up that we wanted to throw a plug out there for. Who's on the phone with us?
Lisa with Rotary of Downers Grove. She's like... So there's a rite of passage every summer for my kids. I have a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old, and it does not mean summer until it's Rotary Grove Fest here in Downers Grove.
Okay.
And they ride every ride till they puke all the skinny rides. They eat all the cotton candy and hot dogs and elephant ears they could possibly OD on and run around with their friends, and it's just... It's in downtown Downers Grove, and it's safe, and it's right in the heart of downtown. They know everybody that's walking around, and it's just a really family-friendly, fun time. And then I get to hang out with my friends in the beer tent.
Well, it sounds like
all the moms and dads.
Sounds like a fabulous time and potentially a hot mess. Lisa, what's your part of this?
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You want to produce this show? I'm going to keep it losing.
No. Hey, I'm here with Slav, and we're both involved in the Rotary Grove Fest. I'm one of the chairs, and Slav heads up our restaurants, and we are so excited to be celebrating our 10th anniversary doing this for the community of Downers Grove.
Well, that's great, and you've lived there for how long?
I've been in the community for over 35 years. Slav, how about you?
I've been here for 25.
Well, listen, then you both know what you're talking about. I love Downers. I've spent a lot of time in Downers. Sometimes the people
are coming here have a beer with us at the fest this weekend.
Yeah, and sometimes people at Downers tell me to leave. But it's going to be a great time. So, Tracy, what do you have to get? Tickets, or how does this work?
Lisa,
Of course, you can visit our website, growfest.com, but we're going to open up Thursday night with preview rides from 5:30 to 10 in downtown Downers Grove. The fest will open Friday at noon. It'll run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from noon to 10:30. We've got a craft beer event going on Saturday afternoon from 12 to 4. It's a no cover charge. It's $2 for a 5-ounce tasting. We're going to have a church service on Sunday. Beer tent will be going all weekend. And, of course, Slav, you want to talk about our entertainment?
Sure. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beginning at 4 o'clock, we have many great bands playing, including 16 Candles, Seventh Heaven, Modern Day Romeos, and several others that are just really fun to watch and get people dancing out there in the entertainment area. And, of course, we'll have plenty of food for those who are hungry. Some Downers Grove locals, such as Pierce Tavern, Parker's, City Barbecue, and some others that have been coming back and being part of Rotary Grove Fest for quite a few years now.
And, you know, Steve, some of our big sponsors are Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital. We have Platinum Partners, Caldwell Banker, Wenzel Select Properties. We're really about community.
Sure.
And all the money that is raised goes right back into Downers Grove.
Yeah, including C-SPAR, I assume?
Including C-SPAR, yes. Thank you so much. C-SPAR, YMCA, the Boy Scouts, Dive Heart, Alliance for Smiles. So many not-for-profits benefit from this wonderful, wonderful event.
And I'd ask you to go to C-SPAR to check out what they do, too. It's a special recreation association that does programs and services for people with disabilities.
Wow, that's awesome.
Nice
yes.
work for
Thank
you, guys.
You for that plug. It's
right.
a well-needed organization right, in the community.
Don't you think Tracy should come back and produce the show now? Honestly?
Definitely.
Yeah, so Tracy, what's up?
I'm going to be busy working the beer tent this weekend. I'm volunteering at the
How many times has Tracy
awesome.
Said beer during this whole conversation?
I don't know. How many times has she turned down the gig?
I tell you.
So, anyway, I want you guys to have a great time, and I know the kids will, and it's the Downers Grove Rotary Grove Fest. Now, is it this Friday through Sunday?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Actually, the rides start Thursday night, so it's the 20th through the 23rd.
All right. Keep an eye on those teenagers, those kids. Get out of my yard with your ball. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. That's
Come
Lisa and Bob and Tracy and the whole gang. It's 9:22. 25 years ago today, where were you? I can tell you where I was. O.J. Simpson went on his run 25 years ago today with Al Collings and the white Ford Bronco, and now O.J.'s on Twitter. Are you kidding? Well, we need another knucklehead on Twitter.